Welcome to Hometown Glory, your Spurs and culture podcast. I'm Rosa, and I finally got Lauren with me for a slightly belated pod, because I don't know if you heard, but Spurs women are going to the FA Cup final. Lauren, how you doing?
Still riding the wave, honestly. Still buzzing, still excited, still full of pride. I can't believe it.
I know, man.
It's still like shock, like it still kind of hits me like, oh my god, like we're in the final, like we've actually done it.
How many times do you think you've said since Sunday, I can't believe we're in the final?
I think like out loud too many, and then internally
many more.
And there's just so much content, like I'm just trying to consume. I keep rewatching.
There's not enough, man.
Match Day Uncut is really, really good. They gave us like a full 15 minutes.
So good.
Yeah, it's just what a day.
What a day.
Yeah. And in a way, it's nice that the final is so far away, because we get to feel this. We've got something to look forward to for like a month.
Yeah, we've got that beautiful month, haven't we? Do you remember? Obviously, you remember Ajax. And then we just had that month to the final, which is honestly, I feel like it was the greatest month in all of our lives.
Yeah.
Nothing mattered. Nothing could spoil it. We could just ride the wave.
Yeah, honestly, it's just, and it's weird because I'd like to think that, one, the way Ajax happened anyways, and Lucas Moura's kind of heroics and giving us that really unexpected moment. If someone would have told me that you'll have that moment again, but it would be the women's team, I would have said that this, what, like, you're delusional.
Are you high?
So, the fact that we've got this kind of month to enjoy, like, obviously, we've still got to finish league football, but
I can't believe we actually still have to play some games. I'm like, what's that about?
Almost like, oh, they're just going to train for a month. But yeah. No, we do have games to play. But yeah, it's just a great feeling. And I'm like, oh, is this what clubs feel like? Because we don't get many cup finals.
I know. Exactly. Is this how other fans get to feel? Like, what's it like if you're like a Chelsea fan or a Man United fan? Incredible, just incredible, incredible vibes. Before we begin, I think before we really go rewind back to Sunday, I think we can spare a couple of minutes for the men. We're not going to spare any time for the men of Tottenham Hotspur, because they do nothing but drag us down, and we're not about that today. But we would like to give a shout out to Men of the Week, Unai Emery and Eric Dier. Thank you for your service, gentlemen. It has kept us riding high.
Honestly, like when you feel the adrenaline start, that's like that Villa Arsenal result. Thank you. It was a good evening. And then, yeah, last night, thank you. Thank you, Eric Dier, for your monster
performance. Man of the match. Very nice. Very, very nice.
Yeah, you just look at it and you just think, yeah, it just, and his post-match interview, you could tell how much it meant to him, and you could tell he was still fully coised. Oh, God.
No one deserves it more. Honestly, if he goes all the way to the Champions League final and actually wins it, I will be so thrilled for him. Like, that's, in my mind, that is a win for maturity, a win for professionalism. Like, he's been, you know, nothing but like a good servant to our club, and it's not his fault that he didn't fit anymore.
Yeah,
and he said himself, he always tried to behave, he always tried to do the right thing. Even when he wasn't playing, he like helped all the new players settle. He loves Ange, even though Ange was like, you don't fit. Like, what an incredible dude.
Yeah, no, it's I'm happy for him, because I think he was ridiculed. I think, you know, sections of our own fan base, but definitely others. So I think for him to, on the biggest stage with apparently the best team in the league, you know, that performance. Because all I heard before the ties was that, Saliba and Gabriel were going to lock down Harry Kane, yada yada yada. And it was Eric Dier who was the best centre half on the pitch.
Yep.
So.
All I heard was pray for Bayern. Pray for Bayern. Well, thank you for your prayers, guys. Really
Exactly.
worked.
But yeah, it was yeah, it thank you to Villa and thank you to Bayern Munich. And yeah, you never know if Bayern do well, Kane could be on for a Ballon d'Or, who knows?
Yeah,
So
fine by me. Yeah.
yeah. But yeah, that made honestly like Saturday could easily be like 3 years ago. Like I've just abandoned it from my mind. So thank you our other men's teams around us for letting us be shameless and enjoy
Just
the down.
letting us live. As I tweeted before Sunday's game, after Saturday's and before Sunday's, and I was proven correct and I stand by it. It's not Tottenham who let you down, it's men.
Yeah.
And so proves to be the case because on Sunday, nearly 20,000 of us were at our beautiful stadium to watch the women beat Leicester 2-1 after about 100 years of football, after extra time. It was a pretty special vibe. I don't know about you, but I got in loads of flags. I love flags now, apparently. And I don't know if we've ever discussed the trumpet, whether you're into it or not, but let me tell you, when they started playing, I actually started crying.
It was like an. Do you know what I think? I am for the trumpet. I think when the stadium's full, the trumpet just needs to shut up quicker than it does because you need to start the. I think you just need to start the chorus and let the crowd sing. But I think to have the trumpet at the women's games and being given the same kind of build up, and also I think when we do have the women's games, because the crowd's so mixed and some people are there for their first game, kind of. Season ticket holders who traditionally would get together and start making noise at away games at Brisbane Road are spread out. So actually, I think it was just really beautiful to have the trumpet, a rendition. Everyone kind of came together, and I think I think for the players as well, it's just that it that gets them going. If that doesn't give you goosebumps, and that if that doesn't motivate you
Yeah.
as a player to just hear the stadium all united, and singing, yeah, it just it was a beautiful moment. And yeah, I think all for the trumpet, all
Excellent.
games.
Yeah.
But yeah, happy that he was booked because I think any game that's at that stadium, they should be treated the same. So it was good that it was.
I agree. And actually, the whole vibe was really nice. And I think I'll complain a little bit about what happened afterwards because I think it was a real shame that they just kind of shut everything down like immediately, like all the bars shut. There was, even though it was like a nice day, there was kind of nothing afterwards. And given that I think loads of the pubs were also shut because they weren't necessarily expecting loads of business, and fair enough, I guess. But I think it was like it meant just everyone sort of dispersed. So after the game, I think they could have done a lot better. But before the game, it was a very nice vibe for sure. And shout out to basically all the rest of Hometown Glory, who I think all showed up. I know that Charlie was there with his whole family. I think Ash came to his first women's game. Sam was there. Tom was there with his family. So that kind of runs the whole gamut as well from us, from like you who go to every game. And then I've been to a few, and then I think it was, Ash's first game. So it was nice, kind of brought everyone together for a
Yeah.
glorious experience. Do we want to talk about the lineup? So I think when we discussed it last week, I think we sort of nailed it, didn't we?
Yeah, I think the kind of positions we were kind of umming and ahhing, like would Molly come back into the side or would Luana keep her place? Or I think it was kind of 50-50 in a couple of positions, but equally I think we would have been happy with whatever. And I think when I saw the lineup, I thought, okay, cool. That's the lineup that we played against Bristol. That's the lineup that can win the game. So and I think the beauty of it is actually being able to look at our bench as well and not feel scared.
Yeah. And in fact, there were options on the bench that you, like some of us, would have liked to have seen start. if we're thinking of Kit and Olga and like specifically. So that's such a lovely feeling to think actually those players can come on and not just do a job, but do potentially a game-changing job. And I think that probably we did
I
in the
will
end.
kind of touch upon it because I think all of the subs actually did have a really big impact on the way that playing, and I think Robert's spot on with all of the subs. But yeah, I think it's kind of obviously I think we have personal preferences. Like Drew and Evelina, I personally wouldn't, if I was picking my starting 11, I don't think I wouldn't have Drew as an eight and have Evelina in my starting 11 just at this moment in time. But I think you don't have to, we don't look at the lineup and feel nervous. It's kind of a case of cool, these people, they understand the system, they understand the way that we play. And if it doesn't work, there is plan B and C, which is just, we've never been in this position before. So actually, like, we've had numbers on the bench or sometimes at times in
I
the
mean,
past,
sometimes, yeah.
but we haven't had quality in abundance. And I think, yeah, it's you can look at every single name on our bench and think they can add something to the team. And yes, I think credit to the club for finally getting their shit together and giving us a squad that we can actually use. And then obviously we've had our injury problems this season, but I think to pretty much have everyone back kind of fit, and even players like Roz, like she didn't make the bench, like it, you
Oh
know.
no, I felt bad for her actually, but it is, yeah,
It's where
funny
we are
times
now.
really, isn't it? Yeah. How did you feel in the opening stages of the game? Because I felt that I was going to tell you how I felt. I felt that we started pretty well, and Celine had a couple of big chances that she missed. And then after that, it got a little bit ropey, didn't it?
Yeah, I agree. I think it was, I think if Celine scores either one of those chances, then the game settles. I think it was almost like we came flying out the blocks. We actually did create the chances. We missed them. And then it almost went into a, oh, whoopsie, we're playing an FA Cup semi-final. And I think the nerves kind of kicked in and it went
Yes.
a little bit cagey. And then they got their goal. It's just a very, it felt like, when we did the preview episode, we were like, watch out for Rantala and Deanne Rose, guys. Those are their two bits of their two main threats. They are going to counter, they're going to play in behind. And lo and behold, that's exactly what they did. And obviously, they got their goal quite early.
It was a brilliant goal. I mean, nobody closes Rantala down, which is unfortunate, but
And
it's a brilliant
I
strike.
think Evelina lost the ball in a really silly area. So I think we were just out of position. I don't know if Amanda was just a bit leggy from international break, but yeah, it was kind of like, I've seen you defend against better wingers.
It was interesting, wasn't it? Because she did, Amanda did struggle. I think both the fullbacks were given a pretty tough time. I would say it was fairly even between Ash and Deanne Rose, probably on the balance of it. But Amanda definitely struggled against Rantala. That was a tough gig out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And to be fair, I would sign Rantala. I think she's
Yeah,
fantastic.
man. I'd sign Deanne Rose as well. In fact, I wanted to in the
I
summer.
remember. I
Yeah.
remember in the summer we were fuming. We were like, how can a club like, no offense to Leicester get her and we're not in for
I
a player of
know.
ability? Maybe we were. Maybe she rejects
Maybe
us.
we were. I wonder if I can't now remember the timings, but I do wonder if there were some players that we missed because we literally didn't have a manager.
Yeah, that's true. Because it felt like it was very much like, I remember we were just like feeling nervous and twitchy, thinking, when are we going to get this? When are we going to answer? And then we were like, who? But, anyways, look how wrong we were.
I know. And now we know, of course, that he got the job because he sent his CV to the club. So it wasn't really their amazing scouting at all. But that's an aside. They have backed him, so it's all good. Even though they didn't get their man came to them. It's still fine, it still worked out. Yeah, they looked like they were very much up for it and not suffering any of the favorite home stadium big event, like none of those nerves were affecting them, basically.
No, I think I think, and also I think probably halfway through the first half, you could really tell that they were winning the midfield battle, and I think we were really struggling. I think Evelina had a poor game, and I think
I'm just gonna pause you. I'm just gonna stop you there because you did really crack me up because you were like, this is a Hall of Shame performance from Evelina. Do you stand by that, or was it just enraged in the moment?
I was just trying to be polite because we're recording. Her performance for me was shocking.
It was bad. I don't know what happened to her that day. I will say this. I'm not of the biggest Evelina fan anyway. I like her very much, but she wouldn't be my first choice in midfield anymore, I don't think. But
Yeah, I agree.
even by those standards, I think she was having a tough time.
Yeah, and I think the reason why she does play, I think, is that she has that robustness about her in terms of being able to tackle, and she can bring that physical edge. But I just thought she was missing a hell of a lot of tackles in that first half, especially. So it's kind of like, but the strength and what you do bring to the team, you're not doing that. And then I just think we lacked a bit of control. I think it just felt like I was watching and thinking we're tiring Drew out because she's having to like overcompensate from the lack of control I think that we had in midfield. And you could see Grace was like starting to drop deeper and deeper to try and get on the ball because we just couldn't play through. So it just felt a little bit, for me, like the midfield setup just wasn't quite right. But yeah, I think equally, I think we've been behind so many times in the FA Cup this
I
season.
know it was a real sickener,
Like,
wasn't it? But you
we'll
didn't
come
think,
back.
oh, this is the end. Yeah, you just
Yeah.
thought, surely. But actually, it was quite mad to think how long we were basically behind for, like, what, 70 minutes? The goal came after like 10 minutes, didn't it? Talk to me about Drew, actually, because her performance was sort of one I felt like at the time I couldn't really get a handle on, and maybe because our midfield was being quite overrun. I think Grace, to me, looked like she was trying to do a lot of things, and she was very strong, and they were really hustling her. But hers was maybe the more showy performance, perhaps. You could sort of see that she's a star in the making. But Drew won't, and maybe it is that thing that you said of actually Drew was just having to do a lot more work.
I think the thing with Grace is that because she can, when she's on the pitch, like she'll just do like a flash of skill or dribble out of some sort of, there's three players on her and she emerges with the ball. Because of the nature and the way that she plays, you're just like, oh my God, how does she do that? So I think she's always going to have those kind of flashes of individual like brilliance, which just comes from her skill level. I think with Drew, I think she was doing good things when she was on the ball. I just think she was probably doing too much defensive work, but she had to because she wasn't playing in the 10. But I just prefer her in the 10 because I think her ability to kind of play the ball forward and spot the pass is, I think, her true asset. I don't really think she has the legs anymore to kind of do 90 minutes even in the 10. So I just felt like, no, we're wasting all of her energy in the way that we're playing. So I think she didn't have her best game, but I do think she was probably one of our kind of better performers in the first half, because I think Jess was Jess. Jess did what she did best in terms of she was just trying to drive and make those runs. I was a bit confused as to why Celine and Jess were playing the way around they were, because
Yeah,
it
actually, good
really felt
point
like
because they
it didn't.
swapped. Yeah, so because Celine is normally on the right, but because Grace moved into midfield, Celine went out on the left. So actually, yeah, it was one of those funny setups, wasn't it? I suppose to try to make all the pieces fit, you put some of them in the wrong. Like maybe if Celine had been on the right and she gets those opportunities, she actually scores the goals.
Yeah, because that for me now feels like the right is her more natural side, because that's
Yeah.
typically where she plays. So yeah, I think, like, I don't think it wasn't a bad, I don't think it was a terrible performance in the first half, but it was kind of a, we need to, like Beth said, I think, in the pre-match huddle, like she's asking the players to play the game, not the occasion. It just felt like at parts in the first half, we were playing that as if, like, oh my
Yeah.
God, we're at home in this big stadium. It's the FA Cup semi-final when we're losing. And I think we needed to relax a little bit and just continue to trust the game plan. So yeah, I think, to be 1-0 down at half time isn't the end of the world. We, the one thing this team has shown is bags of resilience.
Yes.
But yeah, I
And
just
do you
don't
know
think.
what, as well, more credit to them, I think, as well, if they were, if it's sort of, if the occasion was in their heads, to actually shake that off eventually.
Yeah, and to be honest, I never particularly blame players who, especially when they haven't been in that position before. Like if
Yeah.
someone told me this, oh, you've got an opportunity to play at Wembley and some of you have never played there in your careers, I too would be feeling the occasion. Like we all were. Like
Yeah.
you could feel the nervousness in the crowd because we
Here's
are.
the biggest thing you're possibly ever gonna do.
Yeah.
Like, just but don't think about it.
Yeah. So like it is, but just play the game. I think that's a
Yeah.
very difficult thing to do. So it's not like a necessarily a, like a major criticism because I just think it's normal in that type of situation where you do start thinking, look how hard we've worked to get to this point, and it's not quite going how we want to. But yeah, I think whatever was said at half time, I think the second half we started better and we started to kind of get going a little bit more. We still had the threat of Leicester in behind at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I was like the sigh of relief that I breathed when Deanne Rose went off. I was like,
I
hallelujah.
know. I was like, she's done. It's thank God we don't have to worry about her anymore.
Yeah, because
It's
it was
also
like.
a shame because I felt like she was she obviously came off because she was tired. And it was also at that point that I felt like Ash had sort of was getting the better of her more often than not. And that was obviously why. Is it Foster, the Leicester, Jennifer Foster, isn't it? The Leicester manager. Was like, all
Yeah.
right, time for somebody new, another challenge for Ash. But I also think she dealt with Shannon O'Brien really well.
Yeah, and it was kind of like I just remember kind of being like, yes, Deanne's coming off. Who's coming? Not Shannon O'Brien. Like, yeah, I think she's a great young talent, and I think if she keeps playing how she's playing, she'll probably get picked up by one of the bigger teams. So it was kind of. I think Ash was, I think, probably why she had that cramp at the end, that it was a very physically demanding role that she was having to do. Because I don't think she was able to fly forward as much because the main outlet and the threat was on her side of the pitch. But I think, we battled through it. I think the second half was kind of like, obviously, we're going to get the goal. But then we got to that point where it's kind of like 70
Oh my
minutes.
God, are we going to do it? Are we going to
Oh.
do it? Yeah. What was the point? So, Robert made some substitutions quite early on. So, Martha came on for Celine at about 54, 55 minutes, I think. Now, that at the time, that to me felt really early.
Yeah, but I think that was a switch where we started to play more aggressively and we started to press. One thing about Martha is that she will demand that our forward line presses and presses effectively because she leads by example in how she does that. So I think from that kind of moment on, when she came on, I think we started to get a bit more aggressive. And then I remember because Evelina basically got her yellow card. And then I felt like after that moment, he started to ring the changes again. And that's
Yeah.
kind of where Kit Graham came on. I think Charlie Grant came on for Amanda, who, yeah, she just didn't really have her best game. And I think Tilly came on. And it just, I think from those, that's where we started to really push.
Yeah.
Think to bring on attack-minded, technically gifted players because I think we started to regain a bit of control in midfield.
And
And
I think that was Kit.
yeah.
I think that for me, do you know what? It's really interesting. It's watching football live and being there in the moment and all the feelings and the adrenaline that you experience, right? And then watching it back on TV is such a weird experience because you sort of like the sensation I had at the time when Kit came on, to me, everything seemed calmer. It felt like we had much more control. I love how strong she is. I love how she's always looking to do things. But you don't feel vulnerable when she's on the ball. But it was quite interesting watching it back. And actually, she gave the ball away loads. But at the time in the game, it didn't feel like a problem.
Yeah,
It
because
was
I
a
think,
weird vibe.
do you know what? I think it's her willingness to get on the ball.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Just to make her presence known in midfield where there'd been sort of gaps opening up. And she's like, actually, I'm here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, to be fair, I think Olga came on at the same time as well. And like, I'm a
Yeah,
bit
Olga came on a bit later. Olga was part of
a
the
bit later.
three.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
so it was Olga. The only reason I know this is literally because I just watched that bit earlier today, was Olga, Charlie, and Matilda, and they came on as a the sort of triple sub
Yeah.
for Grace.
Evelina, because it was straight after her.
Yeah, Grace, Evelina, and Amanda. Yeah.
And I think that's where we start. I think from that moment, I think having Olga and Kit in that midfield together as well,
Yeah.
we were able to play the ball out from the back a lot better. And I think we have so much more control of the game because I don't think either of them panic. They may give the ball away, but there's not necessarily like a panic. They shovel it away
That's
type
true.
thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel, I think, and that's when you talk about, I think feeling in the stadium, like when I'm there watching, I feel safer when those two are in the middle. But that's just the type of midfielder I like, I
I
think.
think this is it, isn't it? So much
I'm
of it,
typically a
yeah.
midfielder, like the ones that kind of get on the ball and then and just kind of spray it around and take control. Like I just, yeah, I love those type of midfielders, to be fair.
Me too, man. And I think especially like I love Kit, but I think as well with Olga coming on when Grace went off, it didn't, because obviously it was sad to see Grace go off because she's at the heart of so many good, exciting things that we do. But you know that if you have Olga, she will also look to drive the ball forward in a different way. She's not going to like muscle her way through like three players, but she can find a pass.
Absolutely. I think she's a really, really intelligent player. And yeah, and I also think it's brave of Robert as well to take Grace off because she is the type of player that can win a match by herself in a flash. Like when I think about West Ham away, and she just kind of took that game by the scruff of their neck, and you know,
True.
it was the Grace show, really.
Yeah.
Obviously, Jess got the winner, but her individual quality really shone through. So I think to take Grace off is such a bold move, and also I think a sign of confidence in the rest of your squad to say, you know, everyone talks about her as you know her being our best player and X, Y, and Z, and everything that she's done for the team this season, how she thrives. To take her off when we needed the goal,
Yeah.
yeah, credit to Robert.
And psychologically, that's a big deal, actually, given what we now know about the team that we're going to have to face in the final and the fact that Grace is not going to be able to play. To know that, you know, obviously Grace played a huge part in the game. And this is not to take anything away from her because the work that she did, and the Leicester players got tired because they'd had to, you know, follow her around so much as well, right? But the fact that we equalised and then won when she wasn't on the pitch is like a massive thing to be able to take with us, I think, into the final.
Yeah, absolutely. Because and I think it just shows that the way that we play, it is a system and it is an idea, and it feels like whoever's on the pitch, they understand what they need to do. And yes, obviously, it's always great when you've got individual quality in your team, but equally, like the game plan and the way that we play as a team will still create chances, even if you're swapping people in and out. So I think, yeah, and I think it'll be interesting as well. I know we'll touch upon it a bit later to see how Sunday goes. I think the reverse fixture, obviously, where we played without Grace against United, it felt like that, you know, the impact of her not being there was huge. But I think, you know, to kind of take her off and come back and win the game in the way that we have, I think, yeah, I hope it just gives everyone in the squad confidence that, you know, whoever's on the pitch at the time, you're going to get the job done.
I think so. And I also think what I loved about the subs is I think they worked so well as a whole. So you had Olga and Kit coming on to give more control, and you had Martha to press. And then you had Charlie and Tilly, who are so dynamic, man. They're just running.
Literally,
And
I
it's
think,
so much fun.
yeah, it's almost like they pick the ball up,
Yeah.
and their first thought is, how can I get to the goal as quickly as possible in this possible distance? And yeah, I think that's correct, and I think it was just energy, I think, and I think that is where I think the game started to turn.
Yes, I
Because
totally agree. Yeah.
Leicester ran out of energy, and I think they really struggled. More so, I think, especially as we moved into to extra time. And I think we were when we were running out of energy, we were able to bring on quality. And I think that made a massive difference because we were able to keep pushing and pushing and pushing until we got what we wanted
Yeah.
there. So
Let's
yeah.
talk about that because let's talk about someone who incredibly did not actually run out of energy, even though I'm not even sure has Jess Nas even played 90 minutes this season before Sunday.
I think she's either one, maybe one of the previous two games, but I per like genuinely I would have if somebody said going into the game, okay, she's starting, and you're going to go to extra time. I wouldn't if I had to pick the players who I thought could do 120 minutes, she wouldn't have been in that group.
Never in a million years, no shade because we love her,
Yeah.
but I genuinely didn't think she had it in her. Like
Yeah.
an extraordinary performance, but not least because I think actually those subs coming on gave her a lift as well. And sometimes you see it work the other way around, right? Where you know how many times you've watched the game and everyone looks tired, and then the manager makes changes, and the subs look tired as well. And you're like, what?
They've got their
You've only just
level.
got on the pitch. What's going on here?
Yeah.
And it worked the other way around. Like, I think having that energy suddenly arrive onto the pitch seemed to lift her up specifically because she
Yeah.
looked shot. And, sorry, Sam, I'm going to call you out on this. It's not your fault because I'm sure loads of us were thinking the exact same thing. He was like, why is he taking Grace off? Take Jess off. She's cooked. And then about 5 minutes later, she scores the equaliser. What a
Yeah.
moment.
To be fair, I feel like online, like I think there was a passage of play where there was an injury, and I was looking on Twitter as well, and there was a lot of tweets of like, "Why is Jess Nance still on the pitch? Why is Jess Nance still on the pitch?" So not it wasn't just Sam, but I think do you know what? I think her performance in this game epitomised her Spurs career. I think she's one of our own. She's kind of come up with us. She's developed. Obviously, she had a major injury. Not easy to come back from, especially in women's football. We've always looked at her and thought she's playing within herself. It feels like physically she needs to push herself because she can break that boundary. And it's felt like this season that she has been doing that. And I think for her to kind of keep making the run over and over and over again, and trusting in her own ability, and then actually to then get the chance and she put it away.
Beautifully, man.
Yeah, I think Robert said it himself at the beginning of the season. She would have missed that, and it's true. Well, like it genuinely, I think her quality is showing. And I also think probably last season, if we're maybe in that situation, she comes off as in physically. I don't think she would have trusted in her body to be able to do that. So, yeah, I just think heroics. I mean, shout out Josie Green as well because,
I'm so sorry, Josie, but thank
Yeah.
you very much. Yeah, because Josie had done really well, I think, up to that point.
Yeah.
I actually liked who's Leicester's number 15? I thought she was brilliant, actually. She seems to be everywhere.
One of their midfielders.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
can't remember. I think she's Japanese, but I can't remember her name.
Akarada. Yeah, but
Yes.
I she was one that she was the one that went and she went down with cramp right at the beginning of
Yes, yeah.
celebrating and whoever came on for her, she was terrible. That was
Yeah.
another thing I think that swung in our fish. Every time she got the ball,
Yeah.
she was out of play. But yeah, I think I think her name's Takarada. She
Yeah.
was fantastic. And yeah, and I'm happy for Jess.
I'm so proud of her, man, because I think you've been on a longer journey with Spurs women than I have. I think I probably only really started paying attention to them. I think really when we started Hometown Glory, which is what, like 3 seasons? We're in the third season now. So, and I noticed her, and she's the kind of player I like.
You'd love a tricky winger.
I do love a tricky, it's just so Spurs, isn't it? It's just so Spurs. But also, I love now that she can play as a forward as well. And I just really believed in her. And then it got to the point of is this ever gonna, she's obviously very young, but then you get to the point where you think, actually, is this gonna happen? And obviously last season with all our struggles, you're not necessarily, the kind of player that she is not necessarily gonna shine in that team anyway. So it's like, this has been timed so perfectly, right? But even earlier this season, I think we were thinking, I don't know, because she came back from her injury and it seemed like a great team for her to be in, but actually we'd be watching her, and it's that thing of you saying she's playing within herself. I'm like, we know you can be faster, we know you can be stronger, and maybe that's psychological, she doesn't want to get injured again, but now that seems to have gone.
Yeah,
it's just, and I think it happened on Sunday. Like, I think that was her day, and I think we're going to look back on that day and be like, that was the day.
Like we saw what the next few years for Jess Naz will look like. I'm just really happy that she's doing it in a Spurs shirt, because I think when you think, you know, players like, you know, we've spoken about Kit a lot, we've spoken about Ash, you know, these are people that, you know, they've been here from when we weren't even like properly full time. Like, we didn't have any, like, we didn't have good facilities. Mm-hmm. Like, and to think that these players are going to walk out at Wembley in an FA Cup final, and they, you know,
oh, you're gonna make me cry again.
But they were there in the tough years, and they, like, you know, and they committed to the club, and they've improved and they've developed, and we've brought in, you know, new players, new flashy players, a really good manager, and they're thriving on manager. And I think I'm happiest for that, and Becky as well, actually, to, you know, to put her in, just for these players that are going to have their moments, who have committed early to the journey that we're on. And yeah, I'm happy for Jess as well, for her confidence, because I think it's not easy to keep making that same run over and over again. I think Robert's spoken about it, and the encouragement that she gets from her teammate, moving her to the middle so she can make those recovery. And I think she is one of those players that always look like she's exhausted, and then she'll make another sprint, and you're like, well, maybe she's okay.
Yeah, like, where did that come from? Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, just really, I think she enabled us in extra time to keep stretching the play. And yeah, and I just think, you know, we had control for the vast majority of kind of extra time, but obviously we were moving into squeaky bum time, thinking not penalties again.
No, Matt. I mean, we so nearly won it in normal time, though. This is the thing, because the sudden shift of energy in the stadium as well, right? Because we had been behind for a long old time, and then just gets the equaliser, and all of a sudden it's like everyone's woken up. And we're winning the team on, and they're suddenly like, actually, let's do this. Let's just get this done. And we had, I swear to God, it felt like we had about five great chances to just kill it off.
Yeah, no, it did. And I think Martha's one was probably the close. And I think the angle that it comes off her foot, you're thinking that's a goal, because you could see, like, you could see it was angled for the corner. It's a fantastic save. Obviously, if she got more power on it, she wouldn't have been able to save it. But I think to get down that quickly is just a fantastic save. And it was just kind of like, God. And she's not even their number one.
I feel like, do you feel like we got lucky not having to face, what's her name? But actually, she had a great game as well. So,
I was kind of like, when I saw the lineups, I was like, oh, great. She hasn't come back. But yeah, then at that moment, I was just like, damn, man. Yeah, they've got two great goalkeepers. But yeah, it was just a roller coaster of emotions, because it was kind of like, because that one, that felt like the chance. And I think when you miss the chance, you're like, okay, cool, we're definitely going to extra time.
Because they put everything into it, they obviously wanted to win it in normal time, and we were so close. I thought, is this throwing Leicester a lifeline? Because we were fully on top, man. They looked like they couldn't get out. And to know they'd be given a breather, time to reorganise, and maybe that took a bit of the wind out of our sails as well. But actually, and maybe we wobbled a little bit at the beginning of extra time, and they did have some chances, but it never felt scary. It never felt like we were going to, I don't think it felt like we were going to lose in extra time. I just felt maybe we wouldn't win.
I agree. I think it was the beginning of the first period and the beginning of the second period. It felt like Leicester were like, right, let's give it a go. We've probably got 5 minutes in our legs at the start of each half. Let's give it a go. And I think we were patient, but it did kind of, when you're approaching like the 115th minute and you're starting to look at the players on the pitch thinking, what's our penalty order going to be like? And you start thinking about, as a fan, you're just sat there thinking, oh, here we go. Like, how am I going to stomach penalties? But yeah, I mean, big players, the cream always rises to the, is it cream always rises to the
Yeah,
crop?
cream rises to the top. Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
God.
The clutch players.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be Beth, but really looking back, who else could it have been but Martha? She loves a big game. She loves to score in the stadium. She literally hadn't scored a goal since the North London Derby in the stadium. What a way to find her
Same
form.
here. Yeah, she was giving us a Marvel special.
Yep.
I'm really happy for her because I actually think, like last season, she obviously would have got to the FA Cup final with United as a first time kind of finalist with them being a bit part player who wasn't enjoying their experience. And I think for her to kind of make the start that she did with us at the beginning of the season, then obviously get the injury, and then has been really like struggled to come back into form. For her to have her moment and be part of a team and a squad, which I think, she talks about it, but this one means more.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was just really happy for her because I think, she was kind of cast aside. We took her in, and I also think like most of us as fans were not like overjoyed to see her sign. We were just a bit like,
I mean,
oh.
she'd scored about three goals in 2 years or something. Like, it
Yeah,
was
so I
dark
think we were
times for
like,
her.
sorry, this isn't going to suffice with Bethany's injury. And yeah, I just think she's been a revelation. I think she allows us to press from the front in a way that I don't think that we can do under Beth. So I think she, like, having her, I mean, to be honest, she played everywhere. Like she came on as a 9/10, and then she's out on the right. And I think, she's spoken a lot. Like she always used to get shoved on at left wing for Leah Galton at United. Like she didn't want to play there. She gave absolutely everything to the team when she was on the
Yeah.
right-hand side for us. When Ash was like down bad with cramps, she was playing right back. So I think, she will do anything for this team. And yeah, I think for her to kind of get her big moment for, when you're looking at socials and everything and kind of what got picked up by someone like the Copper 90s and all of those big things, they're talking about Martha Thomas. And I think, yeah, I'm just happy for her that she kind of had that moment kind of in the spotlight. I really hope she's going to have that moment for us in a month's time.
Oh my God, please, please, please. It's such a good goal as well. So I moved in the second half because we were sitting sort of on the sort of corner of Western North Stand, and we went to sit in the South Stand for the second half. So I saw both of those goals. And Martha's goal was one of those ones where it's just happening in slow motion. You know, the ball's just sort of arcing up, and you're like, oh my God, it's happening. It's just, and then it just like drops so beautifully into the net. And you're, oh, how happy were you in that moment, Lauren? Like, honestly, talk me through your emotions. The stadium exploded.
Literally, I like, do you know what? I always I jumped out of my seat. I was screaming, and then I just started looking to the heavens. I was literally just I was just like taken aback. Like, luckily, I was wearing sunglasses, but I started to tear up because I was like, oh my
Yeah,
God.
same.
Yeah, it was just I think all of the emotion from like following this team kind of over the years, seeing our journey, especially last season where it just felt like we'd hit rock bottom. And just to think that like we're going to the FA Cup, I still like I say it because it still feels unbelievable. That
We're in the
we're
final.
yeah,
We're in the final.
like
Just as an aside, first Tottenham manager to take the team to an FA Cup final for 33 years.
yeah, and it, like no word of a lie, there's like two generations of Spurs fans that have never experienced any like a Spurs side in the FA Cup final. So I
You were
think
not even born, Lauren.
I was going to say including myself, but I thought, oh, think about me. But no, I was not. So like to plan for an FA Cup final, yeah, the first time experience. But yeah, I think all of like I just all of the emotions just ran through my body, and I was just like, oh my God, like we've done it. Because I think at that point in the game, obviously you know you've still got kind of 3 or 4 minutes left, but you're thinking, you know, that's the goal, that's the moment, like we've done
Yeah,
it.
you're like, surely this is it. We'd have to be so unlucky to concede. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it does happen, but
Yeah, and it was just like it's beautiful, and it was not like, and then you just then I kind of like was looking around, and you just saw the flags, and like, yeah, it was just amazing. Like people, like yeah, it was just a beautiful kind of minute or so of like pure euphoria, and then it kind of went back to the stress of trying to like finish the game out. But to have that moment twice in the same season,
I
knowing
know.
Arsenal's goal had done that in the North London Derby, same player, like same end of the pitch. It was just, yeah, I just, yeah, just absolutely fantastic. And it's one of those things you wish you could bottle, because you just, well, you don't feel them often. So yeah,
You
that's a good.
don't. I mean, maybe the thing is, maybe you know, even if you're a fan of another team that does this more often, is it the same feeling? Like, I don't. Like for us, given everything this team's been through and where we were, like we talk about it a lot, but honestly, it just we like it can't be overstated. We were nearly relegated. It was so bad. It was such a sad situation. We didn't know if it, you know, we didn't know what the club were doing really. We just thought, God, if we get relegated, how are we going to come back from this? And now we're here. I just That's really that's quite a rare experience, I think. It doesn't happen to a lot of teams.
No, that I think, you know, to this is just a complete transformation in terms of everything. Like, you know, to go from not knowing the direction or feeling like you're going backwards, to
Or just
then
down, just
yeah,
feeling
down,
like I'm just fucking
like yeah,
plummeting
like
down, yeah.
to then being like full steam ahead and being going into a territory that you've never even been in before, and something that's actually just a rare occasion for your club in general. Just yeah, like it's like honestly, I remember like a lot, like lot, like last season, I remember the WSL game before Christmas. It was Everton at home. It had been rearranged. There was a tube strike. It had been snowing. It was like -5, and I remember going to Brisbane Road. There were not even 100 of us there.
Yeah.
Game.
I'd been at the West Ham game the week before, I think, and it was so cold and we lost 3-0.
Yeah,
It
it was
was
that
so
it was back to
depressing.
back to back. And if someone could have said then in that moment, keep going, because next season you'll be in an FA Cup final, we'd have slapped them in the face, taking the piss. So yeah, it's just remarkable. And yeah,
It's why we love it. It's why we love this sport because magical things can happen. How do you think we did it overall? I really do you think it was, you know, was it tactical, do you think? Was it the fact that we've got a stronger, deeper squad? Was it the specific substitutions made at the right time? Was it luck or just a beautiful, glorious combination of all of those things?
you know, I was gonna say all of the above, but I don't think it was luck. I don't think it was luck personally.
Okay, good, good.
But I do think it was being resilient, psychologically staying in the game, trusting in the game plan, believing in your game plan. The fact that we are fitter than we ever have been. So if we have to do 120 minutes, we will do it. Even if they're in pain and they're dying from cramp and celebrations, like Ash Neville, like I don't. The cramp that she got is one of the worst cases of cramp I've ever seen. Like they were ready to bring on the stretcher. She got back up and she
I
finished the game.
was fearful for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She honestly, her performance was, she was a fucking
She was cramp.
titan out there, man.
Yeah. And I think you could tell. And I think actually, we haven't mentioned it, but we did actually look like a team that hadn't played in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably why players like Beth and Ash, who hadn't gone on international duty, were really feeling it. But yeah, I just think we just got it. I think Robert got it right. And I think to concede early in the occasion, to not worry, to know that if we keep playing the way that we've played the all of the work that's been done this season, the subs will come on and help. I just think all of those things are the reason why we won. And I think we now have a team that, for the vast majority of the teams in the league, if we keep pushing and we play to our ability, you won't stop us and we will come back. And I think that's just the, yeah, like it just feels like we have a team that is capable of winning the game and will play to win the game, not play to not to lose, not backs against the wall, kind of praying and hoping that we get through. And I think Leicester in extra time, they shifted to that. It was, you could tell that they were like, oh, hopefully if we could get to penalties, then it becomes a different ballpark. And you know, I think, you know, for us it was just RV ball. It really,
Yeah,
like, it's the way that we
we're
are.
gonna win this. To dare, like he says it, to dare is to do. It's really true, man. Like they believe in it. And I think even though she didn't get a goal, I think Beth really led by example.
Absolutely. I think her experience of having been here, done it before, I think when the team needed to stay calm, she took that role and made sure the team stayed calm. When she needed to hold the ball up, she was holding the ball up. When she needed to drop and play people in behind, she was dropping and playing people in behind. And I think it was a true all-round striker's performance, even though without the goal, and a captain's performance.
Yes.
And I think, you know, like watching like the videos, and obviously she's leading the celebrations and stuff afterwards. This is her team. Like, I know we talk
Yeah,
about,
ma'am. Yeah.
but she's taken ownership of this team. This is her team. She's come to this club. She took a risk so she could get herself into the World Cup squad. And this is her team. And I think, again, it's money well spent. If we don't make that signing, one, we wouldn't have stayed up in the WSL. But also
Nope.
this season, and the impact of her coming back into the team. You know, I think the first half of the season we played good football, but we were starting to concede too many goals. And I think as she's got back to full match fitness, where she's able to start games or she's able to come in, this kind of last third of the season that we've had, we're so resilient. Like, it, there's no excuses for getting rattled by going one behind. We are a team that doesn't give up.
Yeah.
And even if we had to play for 3 hours, they would have kept going.
Yeah. It's really true, you know, because that's the thing, isn't it? It's not even because even though she's a forward, it she transmits that energy all the way through the team. I do want to say I think our central defenders were excellent as well.
Yeah, I think,
You know, I'm always going to say it about
no,
Amy Jane Turner, but I think she was excellent. I think Luana was very calm as well.
Yeah, and I think Amy did really well because her yellow card was like, she picked it up quite
Really
early.
early, like 5 minutes or something
Yeah,
crazy.
and I
Yeah.
think to play and remain under control and still be aggressive in the way that she played on a yellow card is a sign again of someone using their experience, someone that's kind of been here, done it. And yeah, I thought Luana, I thought she was great. I think she's calm and she's comfortable on the ball, and it's her assist, it's her flick on, and I think. You could see actually, like, I'll give Tilly credit as well, because I feel like that was the second one that she kind of swung back in.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, Luana had a great game. And again, she looked like someone who played through the pain barrier for the team, because that strapping was not on her leg at the start on her thigh. It came on at extra time. And obviously she's had her injury issues. So probably 120 minutes after playing two games, I think she
Oh,
played both
God.
games, but
Yeah.
probably wasn't what the doctor orders. But again, somebody that put their body on the line for the team and pushed through. So yeah, I'm happy because I think she started the season really well, and we were like, oh my God, like, she's great. And then she got injured, lost her place in the team. And yeah, and I think, you know, to have three centre backs that arguably all should be starting, it, you know, I think we've come a long way, really.
I know it's we say it all the time, but it's so true. Now I feel is that I just want to make sure we haven't left anybody out. I feel like we've covered Is there anyone?
Bit more Becky Love,
Bit
maybe.
more Becky Love. She was calm as anything out there, man. She had, even when I think she had I think probably it was a bad back pass from Amy and a couple of other moments, but she just like she's like, I'm fine, I've got this.
I genuinely feel like if there are young goalkeepers, they should be studying the videos of Becky because she is one of the best goalkeepers in possession. It make in my heart drop, like it just make it gives me anxiety, like when she's about to do it, but when she does a little Becky Cruyff turn thing that she does multiple times in that, it's kind of like I know she'll be fine, but at the same time I'm always going to panic.
It's terrifying because
Yeah.
defenders, goalkeepers shouldn't do that. But when they do it and they do it like she does it, you love to see it.
Yeah, and I think she's so calm. These games they just don't faze her. And actually, her save to tip Rantala's free kick onto the bar. If that goal goes in again, it's a different game. So I think she's done fantastic work as an actual goalkeeper, which is your job is to keep the ball out of the net as much as you can. She stopped pretty much, and also that. Early in the first half as well, they had a chance where they could have gone 2-0 up, and she manages to readjust and move her feet. So yeah, I think she didn't have a huge amount to do, but when she was asked to do something, she did it. And she enables us to play in the way that because she's basically like having a
Yeah,
midfielder.
she's a fantastic footballer, isn't she? That's the thing. I mean, I know this, and so you're right, but it's quite unusual, I guess, because she's been around for a while. So it's unusual that she does play that way. You sort of associate it with the kind of new breed, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Like she's like Mary Earps's age, and Mary Earps would just kick it out of play because she's terrible with her with her feet. And I do feel like yeah,
We're
that kind
coming for you, Mary.
that older gen goalkeeper is not older. I don't want to call them old, make it sound like they're geriatrics, but like the older generation of goalkeepers, they are fantastic shot stoppers, but yeah, they're not amazing with their feet. And the younger ones are fantastic with their feet and probably need to improve their shot stopping. Becky is a hybrid where she's actually, when she's on her game, she's fantastic at both.
Yeah.
Happy she's getting her flowers. I think she had a great World Cup for Jamaica, so I have to say it every time.
Of course.
And yeah, just to kind of see her start the season that she did. Again, someone that epitomizes resilience, kind of came out of the team, struggled a little bit, has come back into the team. And without her, we're not in this final. So yeah. Lovely.
Legend. She's a, yeah. We're so lucky to have her. And I think I said it last time as well, but it will. If we do it and have her as our keeper, there's going to be something really, really special. Do we want to have a look forward now? So now we know we're playing United. And while that's very sad for Grace and shit for us, because we love Grace and aside from anything else, we love to watch her play. So it's pretty miserable that we won't get to see that. Probably the better of the two options. Given that it could have been Chelsea, and you just can't see it. I just couldn't see it happening.
Yeah.
Whether there's too much, maybe I'm carrying across too much trauma from the men's team, but I think it's still there with the women's team as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I feel like if we'd had Chelsea, we'd have been like, oh, it's great to be here. It's a nice day out, but we'll take our silver medals and we'll go home.
Just trying to have fun.
Yeah, like enjoy our day. But
Yeah.
yeah, I think United present us a proposition the way that they've played this season. If we can get the game plan right, if we play well, we can beat them. I'm not going to say that we will, but I think we are capable of doing it. So yeah, it is the better team to face because I just, yeah, if we had Chelsea, this little segment would be very short because there's no
We'd be
point.
like, good luck out there.
Yeah, cool. We'll be
Just
there,
try and
but
enjoy it. Yeah.
yeah. So yeah, and I think the fact that we're playing them this Sunday almost it's interesting because obviously when the semi-final draw happened and then we were playing Leicester at the weekend to get a little preview. I'm happy because I think Robert, even though I'm also really gutted for Grace, I think she's already said that she will be supporting Spurs, but
Yes.
yeah, it just I think she's a player for a big occasion and players like her deserve to play on this.
Yeah.
Wembley,
It's
but
really shit. It's so sad. I
such
feel
a lot
so
of that rule.
the fact this it's not even a rule. Like it's just something that is now in all loan contracts, which will just that it's never going to change, I guess.
It's not across Europe, so it is an
Oh, isn't
English
it?
thing. No, yeah, mate, like if you're on loan in France, you can play against your parent club.
So it's just the nasty, unpleasant, you can't have anything nice English thing. Oh, that makes sense. You're not allowed to be happy. Yeah. I mean, sometimes I do enjoy that vibe, but yeah, on this occasion, it's really sad. So this will be Sunday will be very interesting.
Yeah, because I think because she can't play Sunday either, in terms of building what our team looks like without her in it, because let's be honest, she's been ever present. Like if she's fit, she starts every game. So I think it's an opportunity to see what we look like. It's an opportunity to right some wrongs, because we got absolutely turned over by them in the reverse.
4-0, wasn't it? Oh.
Yeah, like
I
and
mean,
it.
we were in a bad moment, I think, that we had some injuries and it wasn't that great.
It was a bad performance from her. I think it would be interesting to see as our first dry run, I guess, what we do. And I think the one thing that I think the thing that gives me confidence is that the way that we've dealt with playing City across the season and actually tweaking based on what we've learned. And I think even with Leicester, and like Leicester played better than they in the semi-final than they did in the game, but Robert was able to make the substitutions that then started to counter their game plan. So I'm happy that we've got this kind of run, in all fairness. Like my head is on the final. The players need to focus on the league games, but for me, I now see this as a I don't really care where we finish in the table at this point in time.
I could not give one single solitary fuck about the league. I just what I want from Sunday is I just want to have a good look at everybody. And I want to have a good look at United. And I want to just work out who is the scariest person and who do I think we can get at. Do you have any thoughts on that? They've obviously had to sort of reshuffle their forward line a bit this year, but it's
It's weird because I think his kind of preferred 11 was then not the 11 that he played in the semi-final. Like Rachel Williams started against me and that worked, so I don't know what to expect, because it was generally like he had, was it Nikita Paris, Jace, Mallard all on the bench
Oh, for real? That's
yeah,
so
at the
crazy.
weekend. Yeah, like I remember when their lineup came out, Moya from Gold Digger, she was like, oh, it must be April Fool's, because she was
Well, he
shows.
left all three of those. So who started this? So Rachel Williams and what? So he had like.
I think it was Lucia Garcia,
Oh, yeah, she scored really early on, didn't she?
and who's on the other side. But yeah, so I think it would be interesting to see whether he kind of been like, well, we beat Chelsea for the first time ever with this lineup, I'm going to pursue it, or if he kind of reverts back to type. I think where we'll be able to get at them is, I think in midfield, I really don't think I don't rate Katie Zellum that highly personally, so I do think we've got the potential to win the midfield battle, and I think then if we do, we can control the game. So yeah, it will, Lee Sports Village is a really tough place to come for any kind of away team. So it's early kickoff as well. It's like midday, I think.
Yeah, it is.
So yeah, who knows? But yeah, I think this will be a let them know that we're around, and when it comes to that final, we will be there. So yeah, as
Yes.
long as we don't get turned over, because I just think that wipes your confidence out going into the
I
final.
wouldn't even mind, like, to be honest with you, if it was like a narrow loss, I would take that, to be honest, because I think it's just about seeing if we have answers to the problems that they're gonna pose us. Do you know what I mean? I'd obviously rather win, but I also don't want to get I
I
don't
just
want to
don't
get I don't want
know.
to get over I don't want to I don't want to be so I don't want our confidence to be dented, but I don't want to get overconfident either. Do you know what I mean?
Same. I'm just like, I you know, if it's 1-0 or 2-1, I'd like, or even 3-1, I won't lose too much sleep. I just don't might have another 4-0 because that,
Yeah, that'll be
so yeah,
painful.
it will be interesting, I think, to see what Robert does, whether he kind of just starts with the same lineup again, like from our part, or he gives some others some kind of some minutes from the start. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's a good, it's all whenever we play one of the big traditional big four teams, I think it's always a test of where we're at as a squad outside of the fact that we're going to play them in the final as well. So yeah.
Because we are gonna play them in the final. Oh, it just,
Way.
I'm just never gonna get tired of it. I'm never gonna get tired of saying it. We should wrap this up with just to make sure that everybody knows. Can you talk me through, because it's quite confusing, the allocation. Talk me through the ticketing situation, please.
So I think each side got given 12,000 each, which is actually, for people that are not regular watchers of women's football, double the allocation that teams were given last year in the final. Unfortunately, the FA, oh, unfortunately, they pursue, we just need to sell our ticket. So the tickets for the FA Cup final literally go on sale a year in advance. So general admission had literally sold out before the semi-finals had even taken place. So yeah, we've got our allocation. I think there's 11,800 that are going on sale to us as the fans. So I'm assuming that 200 is just going to friends and family. And they are tiering it. People who have been to Brisbane Road. Actually, I'm not going to say people who have, because there are people who have been to Brisbane Road and bought tickets on the door who are not being included.
Yep, because we could not buy tickets the day before. So thank you. I mean, there's nothing they could, this is one of those things. There's nothing we can do about that. You have to have bought your ticket for Brisbane Road through Tottenham. Which fine, I understand it, but it's just like incredibly Tottenham. So the first set of tickets is going to go to women's season ticket holders, isn't
Yeah,
it?
women. So women's season ticket holders on Monday morning. Which what date is that? Is that the 23rd? I do not have a calendar right in front of me.
It is the,
It's 22nd. So Monday the 22nd, women's season ticket holders. Tuesday the 23rd is then if you've been to two or more games at Brisbane Road, but you must have bought your ticket online through Spurs to qualify. That doesn't include stadium games, so it's literally Brisbane Road only. And then Wednesday the 24th is then men's season ticket holders and members.
Yeah. So that seems fair, I think.
I think for me, I think it's a good thing that they are prioritizing people who have been to watch this team. Like for me, I'm not a men's season ticket holder. I have a membership. So I was at the Burnley game. I was at the Man City game, going to that knowing that if we got to the men's FA Cup final, I would not see a ticket because I just wouldn't have qualified in the priority groups. It is what it is. All I would say is if you're irritated, please come to Brisbane Road and watch us more often. I really hope we sell out our allocation. I think we will. It feels like there's a lot of noise and a lot of buzz, but equally, our average attendance at Brisbane Road is probably less than 2,000. So this is also a call to action of, yes, you're going to support this team in the final, but please come and support this team all year round because they deserve it. And I
They
think,
do literally look at what they've done. They've done more for you than the men. Fact.
yeah. Exactly. And I think if we can kind of kick on and commit to supporting this team, they're going to give us more of these moments because they don't have that Spursy tag
Yeah.
within them. So, yeah. So hopefully everybody who is trying to get a ticket gets one. But yeah, I could sit here for hours and talk about the lack of respect for women's football, but I can't be bothered.
Yeah, we don't need that. We're rising high, so we can save it. We've always got complaints. But let's just say for now, just come and support us, not just in these us, like it's me. Come and support these magnificent women. They will only get better. That's a
Today
fact.
is
Yeah, man. Incredible stuff. I can't, yeah. God, this month, this glorious month, we're just gonna relish every single moment of it and hope. This is the one scary thing about still having games. Like, it's good because it keeps them fit, but I'm obviously terrified about any injuries.
Yeah, and that's the only, like, I think my protective blanket of results will, like, I will have that knowing that we're in the final. But yeah, I think anyone that kind of goes down and stays down, you're automatically worrying. And I think the thing about this season is it really has been like a squad effort. So you wouldn't want anyone to miss out on that final because
No,
everyone.
ma'am. We need everybody.
Yeah.
So let's just send our prayers up, make our offerings to all of our gods, and hope that works. Lauren, let's wrap this up with some culture. Talk me through what you've been doing.
So yesterday I went to Bryson Tiller's concert.
Very nice. Where was that?
It was actually at Wembley Arena, so funny enough,
Oh, cool.
I'm talking about Spurs. I was walking down the steps coming out of Wembley Park thinking, no,
Like, I'll
let's
be
not be
here in a
here.
month.
Yeah.
How was it?
Yeah, do you know, he was really good. Like Trap Soul was one of my favorite albums, which is nearly 10 years old now. So it was really good because I think the hardest thing I think with an artist is if you release a new album and then like literally a week before your tour date, we're not going to know the songs. Like we don't have
Yeah.
time to learn them. So he did a lot of his old music, which was really good. And then like it was more old music than new music. So like the points of where people were just stood there listening, it wasn't too much of that. So yeah, I think it was a really good show. He hasn't toured in the UK for a really long time. So yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Amazing. Was it one of those things? So Wembley Arena, were you, it's one of those mad things where you're like, oh my God, there's so many other people here. You know what I mean? You know, when you go see people sometimes they haven't talked for a while and you're not sure of like the level of the fan base, and you're like, oh shit,
Because
we're all
it's
here. So cool.
no, like, and do you know what, he actually acknowledged it on the stage,
Oh, nice.
because yeah, like, and I think he was shocked that he managed to sell, because I think it was Tuesday night, yesterday, and tonight as well. So he was,
That's big.
I can't believe, like, coming back to London after all this time, I've managed to sell 30,000 tickets. So yeah, he was kind of really humble
Oh, that's really nice.
and kind of pleased. And yeah, I think it just shows, like, I think it's the power of like streaming and stuff, that like you do a tour and it's at one of the small like O2 Academies or whatever it is, and then you come back a few years later and not like you've got like triple the number of people there like singing your songs back to you. So yeah, it was a and the warm-up DJ was really good as well. I always think if you can get a good DJ to warm the crowd up, it just makes
Yes.
it much better. So I thoroughly enjoyed myself, even though I'm tired today because I got back quite late. But and then when I got back, I didn't go to bed because my other culture pick
Oh,
decided to finish. So I was saying that I would last week that I was watching Pact of Silence, which is the Mexican program.
yeah.
So I had literally finished that at like 2 a.m. This morning. So yeah, it was God, full of twists and tells and murder and everything really. Like it was like parts of it was quite heavy, like trigger warning. There's discussions of sexual assault. Like it's kind of a heavy story, and you kind of see the four women and their kind of backgrounds and how they got to this point. And then yeah, the whole point of the program is to find out which one of the four women's birthed her. So yeah, it
Oh
was.
yeah, it's one of those things, isn't it, where it has loads of serious stuff, but like the actual concept is completely insane.
Yeah, and you're just literally like, I'm sure this could never have happened in real life, but yeah, and yeah, it was just kind of like it was one of those like as I've been watching it, because it was good. It was 18 episodes, because usually they just shove these into like eight and then you need more, but it was quite nice that I
Is it
invested.
a one and done, or is there going to be more?
I think the way it's been written, they would be silly. Like I don't like Netflix have this problem where you can tell it was written for one series, and because it's popular, they write another one, and then it's a letdown.
Yeah.
So I hope it just stays as that, because I think it's just a fantastic one series show. So yeah,
I'm very tempted by this actually. Like, I've never gone fully into the like telenovela like arena, I guess. I was a massive fan of Jane the Virgin. That was my one sort of,
I
I
loved
love
it.
that.
That was so
Like, not happy with how it ended, personally. but I was a devoted fan.
Yeah, no, I love Jane the Virgin. So it's more serious than that, but again, that kind of like where like twist when you finish the episode, you're like, now I have to watch the first 2 minutes of the next one, even though I was going to go to bed because I need to see what happens. It kind of spoils that kind of effect.
I'm very tempted. I might have to add this actually. That's very cool. Have you managed to squeeze anything more in, or is that you?
No, that is
That's a lot.
yeah.
That's a lot has been happening for you. There's been a lot of football, music. Yeah, that's plenty.
Now it's time to sleep.
Yeah, you really need it. I was so exhausted after Sunday because the reason we're doing this on Thursday is because I was simply too tired. I was still really wiped out on Monday. And then you obviously had all your other stuff going on, so we've only been able to talk about it now, but hopefully it's been worth the wait. I finally finished reading Jerusalem, the biography by the historian Simon Sebag Montefiore. I think I've pronounced that right. Pretty good, pretty epic, pretty gnarly in loads of places. Really, really worth your time. It's not actually, that one actually didn't take me like 6 months. I think it only took me like 1 month, which is pretty good going. He is a very sort of zippy writer. So,
You're a
you
quick
know,
reader, aren't
I
you?
am a quick reader, but I get very bogged down in nonfiction. So that's actually, I mean, loads of stuff I've already forgotten, obviously. But still, I think, yeah, I would definitely recommend it. I'm sure there's, for people who are much more knowledgeable than me, I'm sure there'll be loads of things where they'll be like, that never happened. I disagree with that interpretation. But that's all good. That's what it should be.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I was asking because I was trying to pace myself, thinking how long would it take me to read? Like,
Or
I prefer nonfiction, but
do you?
I'm not a huge fiction fan.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's weird because my mum used to say that when I was younger that like I hated doing English because if they'd asked me to write a story, I'd say no because it's not real. So I've actually just
But
carried that. I think I've carried that forward in terms of I stick to
then
the.
you're a Spurs fan. You're such a dreamer. How does
Yeah, maybe I didn't have
that
all that
work? Maybe
energy.
that's it. That's it. That's just the part of
Yeah.
your brain. And everything else is just reality.
But I'm just a really slow reader, like to the point that a lot of the time I end up not finishing things because I'm just too, like I'm so slow, then I lose interest. So I was just trying to gauge in terms of how long do I, because it definitely would take me longer than a month. But
I mean, sometimes also things like I'm very much an advocate of if it's not working for you, drop it. Like
see,
life's too short. Don't plow
I'm
on.
a miserable committed to the end type.
No. Honestly, life is too short. You're just like it's not worth it. Move on to the next thing. Which there are some things you can't get rid of, like Tottenham Hotspur. Everything else, negotiable. I think that's a perfect place to end. Lauren, thank you so much for talking through that glorious, glorious, glorious day and, you know, a little bit of the subsequent joyous days after that. We will pick up next week and see what happened in our, I don't know, what is it? Like, I guess it's, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, our first leg almost, I guess. Yeah, that's it.
the pre-season.
A pre-season friendly. Yeah, we don't care about it, but let's just see how it goes. Amazing stuff. Lauren, see us out.
The Spurs.